Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, you are now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As usual, I'm asking our listeners, because we have a lot of new listeners, to God be the glory. We have a lot of new listeners. I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, because I will be delivering God's word on tonight. I am going to be filling in for my special guest that was supposed to be bringing the word tonight, but he's unable to be on tonight. So I will be filling in for him, for Elder Andre Faulkner. I will be filling in for him on tonight. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, within the name of Jesus, your Son, we come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because you are worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you still have and hold and always will have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. We bless your name on tonight in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us in spite of ourselves. We come now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every faithful, humble believer and dedicated doer of your word on tonight all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. That's why we thank God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, that it's through his shed blood that we can be redeemed back to you. So we thank you for your Son, Jesus, on tonight. And Father, we come now asking that you will move by your Spirit. We ask that you will have your way on tonight over this worldwide platform. We also come in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those that may be tuned in on tonight who may not be saved in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that something will be said through your word on tonight that will touch their hearts. It will prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth after hearing your word, even on tonight, confess their sins and transgressions. We will ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts, save them, Heavenly Father, and that once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill the individual God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, now for all those that are sick and afflicted. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know that you are still healing. You are still working miracle signs and wonders. We thank you, Heavenly Father. I personally thank you for bringing my brother Curtis out of the hospital on today. I know that he have a powerful testimony that he should be able to and be willing to share with the world, that he will let them know with holy boldness that it was you who have delivered him. And, oh God, we know that he's going to be healed in Jesus' name for your glory. Not only my brother, Curtis, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen, Heavenly Father, each of them as only you can. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease. Help me to decrease on tonight, so that you will be increased through your word, through me as your vessel on tonight. I pray that your word will not go out void, that it will accomplish everything that you set out for it to do over the airwaves on tonight. You know who's going to be listening. You know who is listening now and what we all stand in need of. So again, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask that you will have your way on tonight. Continue to bless each listener on tonight. Grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, most people mess up something good by looking for something better just to end up with something worse. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Most people mess up something good by looking for something better just to end up with something worse. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I hope you have your pens and paper so that you can write these announcements down. I have two announcements before we get into God's word. The first announcement is because God has opened doors for others to bring forth his word through this worldwide platform, I want you all to be able to tune in and listen to these other men and women of God who deliver his word over this worldwide platform. And the first show is titled Theologically Speaking with host Jose and Danielle Dorsey. That's a husband and wife team. Jose and Danielle Dorsey, they are their host. Their show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have a psychologist, a woman of God. Her show is titled Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Ministry Impossible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. This is a young man of God. He is our bishop's armor bearer, Bishop James A. Jennings, who is a pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where we both are members of. Minister Rambis' show, once again, is titled Ministry Impossible. This show airs each and every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Pastor Eric Morpheus. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He comes forth over this worldwide platform each and every second Thursday night, starting at 8 p.m. Next, we have Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. This is my first cousin. He comes forth bringing God's word each and every third and fourth Saturday night, starting at 8 p.m. over this worldwide platform. And then finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He always shares with us inspirational poems, and he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord each and every first and second Saturday night over this worldwide platform starting at 8 p.m. And my final announcement for tonight is God has blessed me to be able to write books for his glory that would be a blessing to the body of Christ for such a time as this that we're living in these last and evil days. And I want you to be able to go to the website where you can be able to purchase these books. They are now available to be purchased. These books, each one of these books are faith-based books for all denominations. They are great spiritual tools for Sunday school classes of all ages, Bible study groups, and all types of church conferences. All of these books are available now. You can go through my website, which is www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's WIXSITE.com/internet-radio-host. Once again, all of these books are available now for purchasing so that you can be a blessing to the body of Christ after you read these books. Once again, that website where you can go and purchase these books now is www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's WIXSITE.com/internet-radio-host. Those are the announcements that I have for tonight. I pray that you have written those announcements down, and that as you continue to tune in and be blessed by these other men and women of God that deliver God's word, and you also want to be blessed by purchasing these books for your church, for your family members, your co-workers, your neighbors, and friends. We will all be blessed by reading these books, and God will be glorified through them. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So right now, I am going to get ready to go right into this word on tonight. I do not have a main scripture because God gave me something different for the body of Christ on tonight that I think we all stand in need of. And I'm going to be coming from one of the books that God blessed me to write, and it's also the title of this radio show. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Which also comes with a reflective journal with the same title. So we're going to be looking at some of the information that's in this book, and I pray that you be blessed by it. So I'm going to start off by saying I am going to be reading to you a letter or a forward letter of endorsement from my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings. You will find this letter from him inside of the book. And he says to me, he says, "Dear James, as your spiritual leader, I must say this book is very well written and meets all the standards of being a great self-help and a must-read for any serious kingdom worker or seeker. It is so truthful, but truth that is told with love and seasoned with salt, grace, and the wisdom of God." Then he says, "Congratulations, the church has been waiting for this book." So that's what my bishop has endorsed this book with. And so I'm going to start off by saying to you, the listeners, and to the body of Christ, for such a time as this that we're living in the last and evil days, time out for playing church. And it really is truly time out for playing church. That's why I'm so glad God searches our hearts. He knows who is for real for him and who's not. So again, time out for playing church. It is time to find out whether you are a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God. The goal of this book is to strengthen, build up, and help you see yourself as God sees you. God wants you, He wants and is seeking true believers who will totally surrender to Him, who are ready and willing to live for Him day in and day out as a lifestyle. He is looking for those who choose to put and keep Him first place in their lives. And last but not least, He is seeking doers of His word and not hearers only. For the word of God tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Truer words have not been spoken of in this generation. Through God's word and my personal experiences, I have come to believe that we must be willing, faithful, and obedient to God, not man, for who and all that God, our Heavenly Father, is, according to His word. So the question is, are you willing to be a light that continuously shines bright in this dark and sinful world? Are you willing to be a catalyst that through you, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, will be lifted up so He can draw all men to Him and be saved? God's desire is that no man or woman should perish and that there should not be any soul lost. That is God's desire. That is my hope and desire and prayer for each one as well. So once again, it is my goal and desire for you to see your potential in Christ and see yourself as God sees you, as ambassadors for His kingdom. God is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him and His purpose for their lives. It is my sincere prayer that you would take the time to read this book prayerfully and seriously. Take a personal inventory of your life and see where you are. May God reveal to your heart whether you are an asset or a liability to the kingdom of God. Not your mother, not your father, not your sister, not your brother, but you. I'm going to read off some of the titles of the chapters that are in this book to give you an idea of what this book is all about. And I need you all to take a close listen to these titles, and I'm going to go through some of them. You're going to add scriptures to some of these titles of these chapters. And the first title of the first chapter in this book, that's quite a few. You might not, if you can write some of them down, you may, but if not, it would behoove you to purchase these books so that you can be blessed by them and be strengthened through this book and according to God's word. Not my opinion, not my feeling, but according to God's word. And the first chapter is titled, "Is Your Ground Solid or Sinking?" That's a very good question. Chapter one, again, is your ground solid or sinking? Chapter two, shouting hellraisers. It's unfortunate that there are shouting hellraisers in the body of Christ today. Make sure that you are not one of them. Next chapter is church runners. Then we have God's mail carriers. The next chapter is check yourself. Who are you serving? The next chapter is faith. Do you have any? Chapter seven is praying but doubting. The next chapter is jealousy and envy. Chapter nine, Satan's tricks, master of deception. Chapter 10, smiling faces. The next chapter is cliques and gossip. What a shame. Chapter 12, talking and saying nothing. Chapter 13, pride always come before the fall. Chapter 14, spiritual blindness. Chapter 15, does Jesus know you? That's a personal question again. Does Jesus know you? Chapter 16, power of the tongue. Chapter 17, why do you go to church? Not your mother, not your father, but you. It's a personal question. Why do you go to church? That's chapter number 17. Chapter 18, humble and meek, not weak. Again, humble and meek, not weak. Chapter 19, let God do it. Chapter 20, only a test. The next chapter is work while it is day. Chapter 22, holy boldness. Next chapter, are we our brother's keeper? Chapter 24, salvation in the blood of Jesus. The next chapter, stay in God's word. Chapter 26, are you willing to suffer for Christ? That's another personal question. Once again, are you willing to suffer for Christ as he has suffered for us? Chapter 27, Lord, deliver me. Chapter 28, living in the last days. And we can see now that we are truly living in the last days according to God's word. Again, chapter 28, living in the last days. Chapter 29, tithes and offerings, talents, time for God's glorification. Again, chapter 29 is titled Tithes and Offerings, Talents, Time for God's Glorification. Chapter 30, take care of your own business. Chapter 31, are you faithful and obedient? That's a personal question. Again, chapter 31, are you faithful and obedient? Then we have his eyes in every place. Then the epilogue is, you too will give an account to God. So after reading those titles of the chapters, I hope that you can see why it's important to examine yourself according to God's word and purchase this book so that you can examine yourself according to God's word, not according to my opinion or feeling or no one else's opinion or feeling, but according to God's word. And I pulled out chapter 9 that we're going to look at real quick. And that is chapter 9's chapter title is Satan's Tricks, Master of Deception. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, even him who cometh is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Even him who cometh is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, because he is the father of lies. And why do I say that? Because Satan has not changed. He is still seeking to kill, steal, and destroy anyone's faith, self-esteem, witness, confidence, and trust in the Almighty God. Don't forget, he will steal joy. He will steal happiness and peace of mind from those who do not stay connected to God. He is still tearing families, friends, ministries, even churches and nations apart. He disguises himself to be deceived. Let me go back. He disguises himself to deceive the saints and even the possible of the very elect of God. Now, that's in God's word. He will even disguise the possible very elect of God if we're not careful. To avoid this, one must continuously pray and stay in God's word. We must also continue to plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, not only our lives, but our families' lives, but over the lives of our pastors and bishops and our ministries that he has ordained for us to be a part of in these last and evil days. One of Satan's ways of tricking us, even today, he have not changed. One of Satan's ways of tricking us is to have the children of God fighting with each other. And we see that now in the body of Christ. He also knows how to bring spouses, homes, cars, and money in a way, and also fame, in a way that appears to be gifts from God. Don't be fooled. He has been doing a very good job in tricking mankind since the days of Adam and Eve. But his ultimate goal is to keep mankind blind to the hope of glory from receiving God's Son, Jesus Christ, into our hearts. Satan's goal is for us to be like him, eternally separated from God, the Father. He, Satan, knows that his time on earth is coming to an end soon. And he still wants to take as many as he can with him to the lake of fire. He knows what is waiting for him, and whoever falls or fails to give their lives and heart to God and to Jesus Christ. Again, remember, Satan has no shame. He didn't have shame then. He still has no shame today. He is still constantly on a daily basis seeking whom he may devour, steal from, kill, and destroy for the sake of those who once confessed Jesus Christ. And from even for when we say, when I say that, for some that have confessed Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, but for some reason they have backslidden. But thank God for Jesus, through his blood, we can be go to God and ask to be forgiven of our sins. And that's exactly what we would be given. God, through Jesus Christ, he will forgive us of our sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins, even for the backslider. We must remember God when he says Satan is having a field day, and he really is still having a field day even in this day and time, and the time of his life, laughing at anyone and everyone, because he already knows that if you who are not saved, and if you are a backslider and you do not go back to God and come back into the fold, that he will have you in the end if he have his way. But thank God his word says that once we are saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of God's hands. So we thank God that even the backsliders today can be redeemed and be forgiven of their sins and be brought back into the fold of God. He said in his word, God said, if you come back to me, if you have backslidden for any reason, if you come back to God, he will come back to you. So we know that Satan has some battlegrounds. According to 2 Timothy verse chapter 1, verse 2 says, My dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night. Then we see in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11, Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11 reminds us that Christians, we are soldiers in God's army. Therefore, we are to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Again, this is a spiritual battle. These are the three fields where the Christians engage in battle with the devil, Satan himself. The first one is your personal life and testimony. These are the battlegrounds that we deal with, dealing with Satan. The first one is our personal life and our testimony. That's why it's so important that Christians share your testimony. We must share our testimony that will help others that are weak in the faith or those that are coming into the body of Christ for the first time. We must let them know through our testimony what God has done for us. And he has no respect of persons. What he's done for us, he's able to do for them as well. So as this battleground, the first part of it, talks about the devil still wants to destroy the influence and the testimony of every Christian, not some Christians. He wants to destroy the testimony and of every Christian, that is, God's people who are actually doing the work of God. Satan knows if he can destroy lives and ruin testimonies, no one will be effective in serving the Lord. It's easy to see the advantage he would gain if he is successful in this endeavor. The second part of this battleground is the attack of the home. Satan wants to fill homes with turmoil and trouble, and he's still doing that today. Why? Because the home is the foundational unit of society. It's the place where saints of God train their children, and it's usually a place of strong influence upon the lives of others. So if Satan can destroy the home life, he will also succeed in his goal of ruining the lives of our children and grandchildren. His motive is to disengage the next generation from Christianity so that there will be no other generation of Christians. Satan is also attacking many homes today with the snares of materialism, busyness, selfishness, disruption, not caring for or ignoring others, offenses, and getting our feelings hurt. And the final battleground is in the church, the body of Christ. Satan is very busy, just like he was in the Old Testament, from the days of Adam and Eve. He was busy then, and he's still busy today. So Satan is very busy, as we see, in his goal of dividing and destroying churches and ministries. Why? The church is the center of world evangelism and the place where the people of God gather for inspiration, instruction, and encouragement. The church is the most important center of training outside of the home. Satan knows this, and he is waging a great attack today more than ever against pastors and churches. That's why we see that Satan has a plan for our defeat. So that's why we must understand how Satan works. If we are ever to be successful in standing against him, we can never let down our guard against him. He works inwardly against us more than he does outwardly. Never forget the fact that the devil Satan uses devices against our lives. He attacks through doubt and fear and unbelief, which affects our trust in God. Many people go through life without the wonderful assurance of their salvation, doubting its certainty of the devil, and it is always leads to a defeated, filled life with discouragement. So all of us must place our faith for the assurance of our salvation solely and completely upon the word of God. Again, God, he cannot lie, he cannot fail, he cannot change. We must simply believe it. We must simply believe his word because God said it. Don't allow feelings to destroy your confidence and assurance. In the book of John, chapter 5, verse 24, says unto us, this coming from the King James Version of the Bible, that John chapter 5, verse 24, says, verily, verily. When he says verily, verily, that means pay close attention. Verily, verily, this is Jesus talking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Then also look down at John chapter 10, verse 28. Chapter 10, verse 28 says unto you and I, this is Jesus talking still, he says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. What an awesome promise from God. So going back to the enemy, Satan, in Satan's most basic nature, he is a coward. He often attacks in subtle ways, meaning he will encourage you to live just a little farther away from the Lord than you should by backsliding, which doesn't happen overnight. It's the result of weeks, months, or even years of neglecting the discipline of our faith, and by not being obedient to the studying of God's word, and by not praying, not worshiping, fasting, and loving God, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. The word of God tells us that the night Jesus was betrayed in the garden, which is found in Matthew chapter 26, verse 58, Peter followed afar off. So it, in other words, it wasn't too much later that Peter, he sat down with the wrong crowd of people. And we have people doing that today who are in the body of Christ, sitting down with the wrong crowd of people. And some are even going to, from church to church. And there's a chapter in this book that talks about going from church to church. And it's dangerous when you go from church to church, eating at everyone's table. You cannot sit down and under the feet or at the table with every and anyone. And you cannot continue to go from church to church. That's why so many people are confused today, because some ministries are not teaching God's word according to God's word. Some ministries and some pastors are teaching and preaching what the people want to hear, because the people today have itching ears. But guess what? Not long after that, Peter, he cursed, he swore, and he denied that he even ever knew Jesus. What a shame. So, the bottom line here regarding this chapter, do you see the progression of sin in this story? Afar off, as Christians, it is important that you and I follow the Lord as closely as we can. When we lag behind, we become easy prey for the devil's attack. Satan will sometimes attack us with discouragement, and discouragement has and still is ruining more lives and hindering God from advancing his people than any other tactic that the enemy is using to destroy God's people and take them and pull them away from God. He does it through discouragement, which often leads to a host of other sins. When the children of Israel became discouraged, guess what they did? They complained, they murmured against God, and they murmured against Moses. So today, we must realize and know that God is greater than all of our circumstances. God is always in complete control. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that he is always in complete, not some part of or control, but complete, total control. We as Christians today, we must learn to look only to God for our help and strength in times of difficulties. Then Satan will not be able to discourage us. Satan is still attacking our churches because of the love of money, greed, pride, self-worship, and traditionalism, which is a form of godliness without the power of God, and leaving no time for God or worship. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, verses 13, Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 13 says unto us, therefore was he hired that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter of an evil report, that they might be approach me. I'm going to go over to the next chapter that I think is very important for today, for such a time as this, as we are living in the last and evil days. And chapter 21 says, it's titled, Only a Test. We see in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 17. Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 17 says unto us, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in vanity of their mind. The word of God declares in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. This is the word that is declared from God. In the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13 says unto us, that ye should would walk worthy of God, who have called you into his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Again, without ceasing, we should be thanking God, because when we receive the word of God, which we have heard of, we receive it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you and I that believe. So in this life, we will have trials and tribulations, and we should not be surprised, because the disciples told us, Jesus himself told us in his word, that in this life, we will have trials and tribulations. Guess what? Jesus even had trials and tribulations, and he's the very Son of God, his only begotten Son. So if Jesus Christ had trials and tribulations, and the disciples, who were followers of Jesus Christ and doers of his word, if they had trials and tribulations, which they did, this is what the Lord is telling us in his word, that in this life, we too, we will have trials and tribulations, just as the apostles and the prophets did of old. They were tried, they were tested and persecuted because of what they believed. Even Jesus Christ himself, again, he was tested. Therefore, we are now being tested because of what we believe. The question now coming into play, this question is, why not we to be tested as a Christian today? But the question also says, how do you deal with your test? Will you blame others or become angry at God because of what you are going through? Do you trust God enough to take him at his word when he tells us that he will never leave nor forsake us, and that he knows how much we can bear? Myself, and I'm sure that you, some of the listeners, have already found that the testing has many benefits. One benefit is that if we allow ourselves to go through the test, and then we will come out with a testimony, it helps us to develop our trust in God, and therefore strengthen our faith. Tests also calls us to position our dependence totally on God and not on men. I'm going to say that again. The test we go through also causes us to position our dependence totally on God and not on men. Yes, tests will come, that we know, but it is how we react to those trials and tribulations, and that will determine if we are an asset or a liability to the kingdom of God. Here's another good question. When others see you endure to the end, when others see you endure your trials and tests, no matter what the outcome, with your peace of mind intact, is it a positive witness? Do you still have a positive witness to the saints and even to the non-believers alike after going through your tests and your trials and tribulations? These tests also help us to come to understand that without God, we are nothing and we can do nothing. I'm going to say that again. These tests and trials and tribulations that we go through help us to come to understand that without God, we are nothing and we can do nothing. When we do come through, and when he do bring us through and deliver us, we can sincerely give him, not man, not ourselves, but we can truly sincerely give God the glory for each victory. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, says, again, Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So the question is, are you truly willing to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ? That's found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And then finally, we want to take a look at chapter 25, which is titled Stay in God's Word. Stay in God's Word. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 9. Once again, Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 9. It says, the wise men were ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? So as Christians, it is more vital today than ever before for each one of us to stay constantly in God's word, because it guides and it directs us. It is our lifeline, and it gives us instructions in how we as Christians are to live, walk, and talk as followers of Jesus Christ in these last and evil days. Psalms chapter 119, verse 105. Psalms chapter 119, verse 105 says unto us, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 16 through 23, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 23 says unto us, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deciseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief. In other words, are you one of those that are quick to run and spread gossip? Again, he says that it's a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deceives, that devises wicked imagination, feet that be swift, quick in running to mischief, a false witness that spreadeth lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continuously upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instruction of the way of life. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 and 2, the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 1 and 2 says, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings my glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. What an awesome word on tonight. The reason I brought forth some of these chapter titles that I just read to you on tonight, because again, we need to examine ourselves, not only you, but me included, pastors, bishops, elders, any man or woman of God that are a faithful doer of God's word. We still need to examine ourselves according to God's word on a daily basis, because sometimes we do falter, we do slip, we do sin. But thank God for Jesus, who redeems us once we confess our sins and we repent and turn from our sins. We thank God that through Jesus Christ, we can and we will be forgiven of our sins. So that leads me to the other book that God blessed me to write. Are you scattering God's flock? Because we do have some that are in the body of Christ that are truly scattering God's flock. And so we, as Christians, we need to examine ourselves according to God's word, because we can be saved in Jesus' name, and we can be doing the will of God. But sometimes, in some form, whether we know it or not, we can become a liability to the kingdom of God, which he really wants us to be assets to his kingdom. He don't want you or I to ever become a liability, but we should always be assets to the kingdom of God and be faithful doers of God's word and not hearers only. So finally, as I close, in the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25, it says unto us, again, Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25, and it says unto us, and whatsoever do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. So we need to remember that God has no respect of person. If you know that you are one of those that are scattering God's flock, if you know without a doubt that you are being a liability to the kingdom of God, you need to repent, and you need to ask God to forgive you. Then once you are forgiven, then you will be back. He will place you back on the right track where you will be able to continue to walk in, live in, and fulfill your God purpose in the earth, so that you will be an asset to the kingdom of God. And I want to leave you with this scripture here in Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 8. Because God's eyes are in every place. His eyes are in every place. So there's nowhere, no place that you and I can hide. And it says unto us on tonight in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 18, when thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep all his commandments, which I command thee this day, to that which is right in the eyes of the Lord thy God. See, God, he is not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. He is a faithful God, and he still watches over his word, and he will perform his word through his saints. He's still doing it today. So if you want to be an asset to the kingdom of God, that's why I think it's so important that all denominations, all faith-based denominations, these books are great spiritual tools that can be used in your congregations, even in your Bible classes, your Sunday school classes of all ages. Again, all denominations of all faith-based churches that are believers and doers of God's word, that believe that Jesus Christ is God's son, that Jesus Christ came down from glory in the form of man, in the form of flesh, to pay our sin debt with his precious, sinless, and righteous blood on the cross, which he did. Thank God for Jesus. I thank God that he died on the cross for you and for me, even for you that are sinners on tonight. Again, you can open your mouth and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, and you too will become a part of the body of Jesus Christ, even on tonight. So we should be thankful to Jesus Christ that he has done a great work in the earth. He is still doing a great work through those that are faithful doers of his word and not just hearers only. So I thank God for this word on tonight, and I thank God that he has blessed me to write this book. And I was just like Moses. When God revealed to me that he wanted me to write this book, I was just like Moses. For those of you that are Bible scholars that have studied God's word, that know the story of Moses, when God told Moses to go down to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go, Moses came up with an excuse, but God did not accept that excuse. Moses started trying to tell God about his stuttering tongue. And then God told him, don't you know that I made you? I know about your stuttering tongue. I have an assignment for you to do. I'm telling you to go down and you tell Pharaoh what I said. And I said, tell him, let my people go. So when Pharaoh asked Moses, who sent you? He said, you tell him that I am that I am sent me. And wow, I had that same, almost the same type of situation when God revealed to me about this book. Because when he revealed to me what he wanted me to write in this book, one of the first things that I'm like, God, are you sure you want me to write this? I was coming up with all kinds of excuses. Oh, God, what are they going to say? And the Lord told me just as plain and clear, you just write the book. You do what I said. And if they have any problems or any questions about it, you tell them to come to me. I gave you that assignment. So I was faithful and I was obedient. And that's what God is looking for today. I'm not bragging, but I'm boasting on the Lord. He said, write the book. And I did it. And so now this book is available to anyone and everyone. Because again, this book and this journal, which are both titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? These books are written to help us take a personal inventory of our own lives to make sure that our lives are lining up with the word and the will of God for his glory in the earth today. So I pray that someone has been blessed after hearing this word on tonight. And I give God the glory, honor, and praise for of you, the listeners. And I pray that you would consider purchasing these books. And once you do, don't just hold on to the book. Read it and then be blessed by it. As far as the reflective journal, answer the questions correctly and honestly, because God knows the truth and you do too. And I always suggest with the journal, once you fill out the journal honestly and completely, take the journal, put it away for 6 months to a year, then go back and read it and study it again and through those questions and see how much you have grown in the Word of God, or if you have grown at all. And if you have not grown in the Word, then that means you need to get back into Bible class. You need to get back into Bible study. You need to get back into Sunday school, and you need to get into God's Word even more. And also in prayer, in meditation, so that God can reveal to you and show you where you are have fallen short and have become an asset and not a liability. Because his ultimate goal for every believer in Jesus Christ is for all of us, for you and for me, for us all to be assets to the kingdom of God and not liability. I pray that you were blessed by this word on tonight, and we just give God the glory and honor and praise for it. As we get ready to close out tonight, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word that has gone forth. And I pray, Lord, that it has not gone onto unrighteous ground, but it has gone forth. And to those that are hearing this word on tonight, that they will be able to examine themselves according to your word, that we can all be access to the kingdom of God. I pray, Lord, that this word has been a blessing to the listeners. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing this book to be written, that the people of God, those that are in the body of Christ today, the doers, faithful doers of your word, will become access to the kingdom of God. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to bless the doer of your word, continue to strengthen us, continue to lead and guide us. And we pray, Lord, that you would continuously order our steps in your word, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you would continue to strengthen those that are sick in their bodies. Heavenly Father, continue to heal. We know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, that they will be able to give you glory and with their powerful testimonies, knowing that it is you who have healed them in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to comfort and strengthen the land. In Jesus' name we pray. I mean, Father, we now ask and pray that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name. I pray now, Lord, that you would anoint each vessel that's going to deliver your word on tomorrow. We will deliver it with power, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow. Move by your spirit in every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's the word for tonight. I pray that you was blessed. Continue to be blessed by the word of God and continue to let God lead and guide you. And I pray that you will continue to tune in to this worldwide platform and be blessed by God's word. Until the next time, continue to be blessed. Let you know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.
soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice. I will sing.